Greetings, readers. Welcome to the October edition of Library News. Well, fall is officially upon us. Can you smell the pumpkin spice in the air? We hope everyone is hanging in there and that school got off to a good start for those of you in school. This month, we have a special guest joining us. Her name is Angie Houck, and she is the library's new technical services librarian. She joined the library in August, and we are so happy to have her here with the library and here today. Welcome, Angie.
Thank you, Tyler.
So what is your role at the library?
Like you said, I'm the technical services librarian. So basically, I catalog things that come into the library to be included in our catalog or update things that we already have. A few of the other things I do at the library is I'm on the food bank committee and the holiday tea committee. And I'm working with Leslie and Sarah on the college and career commons to get that up and running too.
All right. So why did you decide to work in libraries?
It's pretty simple. I just really loved reading books. I've been an avid reader since I was in elementary school. For the past 3 years, I've been tracking how many books I've read through an app on my phone. And on average, I read about 35 books a year. So that's why I decided to work in libraries, is because I really love books.
Nice, nice. Now, I know you haven't worked here for very long, but what do you enjoy most so far about working at the library?
Number one is I get to play with so many books every day. It's great. And then number two is probably the people, both the patrons and my coworkers are all just super great people.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Angie.
Not a problem. Thank you, Tyler.
Earlier this year, we announced that the library will be one of four libraries participating in a Braille e-reader pilot program with the National Library Service. The library has received the e-readers, and we have started contacting patrons randomly selected to participate. If you are interested in learning more about this program or would like to participate, please call Tyler Sweat at 515-452-1343. Now for the top 10 most downloaded fiction books on Bard this month. The 20th Victim, DB99249 by James Patterson and Maxine Petro. Three Victims, Three Bullets, Three Cities. Simultaneous Murders in L.A., Chicago, and San Francisco. SFPD Sergeant Lindsay Boxer's Jurisdiction and local reporter Cindy Thomas's Beat. The shooter's aim is as fearsomely precise as their target selection. Lindsay realizes that the fallen men and women excel in a lucrative criminal activity. Walk the Wire, DB99196 by David Baldacci. FBI's Amos Decker and Alex Jameson are called to London, North Dakota, a thriving fracking town. Irene Kramer's body was expertly autopsied and then dumped in the open. They are shocked to discover that the woman, who was a prostitute, was also a teacher for a local religious sect. First Case, DB99573, by James Patterson and Christopher Tebbets. After genius programmer Angela Hoot used her hacking skills on another graduate student's computer, her mentor arranged a new beginning for her as an intern in FBI's Boston field office. Her first case, tracking murderous brothers who go by the poet and the engineer, threatens everyone around her. Masked Prey, DB99151, by John Sanford. A U.S. senator's daughter finds a picture of herself on a strange blog alongside other pictures of the children of influential Washington politicians, walking or standing outside their schools, each identified by name. Surrounding the photos are texts of vicious political rants from a motley variety of radical groups. Lucas Davenport investigates. Outsider, a Kate Burkholder novel, DB99580. By Linda Castillo. An Amish man discovers a car stuck in a snowdrift with an unconscious woman inside. When Chief of Police Kate Burkholder arrives, she is shocked to discover the driver is fellow cop Gina Colarosa, whom she hasn't seen in 10 years, and to learn Gina is wanted for killing an undercover officer.
The Boy from the Woods, DB98760. Harlan Coben. 30 years ago, Wild was found as a boy living feral in the woods. Now, no one seems to take teen Naomi's disappearance seriously. But attorney Hester, whose grandson told her that Naomi was relentlessly bullied at school, asked Wild to use his unique skills to find Naomi, strong language and some violence. The wedding dress, DB99193, Danielle Steele. For richer or for poorer, in cramped apartments and grand mansions, a treasured wedding dress made in Paris in 1928 follows each generation of a California family of women into their new lives and represents different hopes for each bride as they marry very different men. Big Summer, DB99247, Jennifer Weiner. Years after the fight that ended their friendship, plus-size Instagram influencer Daphne Berg is shocked when her high school frenemy, Drew Kavanaugh, asked her to be the maid of honor in her society wedding. Strong language and some explicit descriptions of sex. Voodoo Ridge, DB99207, David Freed. In 1956, a plane bearing mysterious cargo takes off from a small airport outside Los Angeles and disappears into a raging storm. Nearly 60 years later, while flying over the Sierra Nevada, Cordell Logan catches a glint of sunlight on metal and spots what appears to be an aircraft wreckage. Close Up, DB99248, Amanda Quick. Vivian Brazier is an art photographer by day and a crime scene photographer at night in 1930s Hollywood. When she notices a detail in her pictures of a murdered actress that seems to link the crime to other victims, she catches the attention of the killer.
Have you ever wanted to listen to a podcast or find out more information about podcasts? Well, we are here to help you. A podcast is an audio show that can be listened to via the internet. Think online radio that is on demand. Anyone can make a podcast, from major news outlets to celebrities to your average person on the street. Podcasts come in many formats and are about many different subjects. You could listen to interviews or panel discussions or someone talking on their own about a certain subject. Podcasts range anywhere from 10 minutes to a couple hours long. Here are a few examples of podcasts. Serial, a podcast from the creators of This American Life that tells a story, a true story, over the course of one season. They are usually about 12 one-hour long episodes. Office Ladies is another example. This is two actors from the television show The Office who discuss an episode of The Office during each podcast. Another example is The Daily, a 20 to 30 minute podcast dedicated to current news events, produced by the New York Times. We here at the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled are starting a podcast titled Library Chat, where we will discuss all things books, reading, and more. A new episode of Library Chat will be released around the middle of every month, starting in October. If you would like to learn more about podcasts and how to listen to our podcast, please join us on Wednesday, October 7th at 10 a.m. for a Zoom webinar. Please contact the library at 515-281-1323, and we will give you the link or phone number. And remember to go beyond the book with Before She Was Found by Heather Gudenkauf, DB96617. During a sleepover, sixth grader Cora Landry and her friends sneak out to the abandoned rail yard on the outskirts of town. Later that night, Cora is discovered on the tracks, bloody and clinging to life, but her friends are nowhere to be found. Call the library to request this book and let us know your thoughts. You might hear them in the next installment of Beyond the Book.
Join us each month for programs coming to you from the library's playground, our fun and interactive space at the library, where you can join us virtually for stories, special guests, activities, crafts, and more. Make your space Monday on October 12th. We'll talk about recycling, and you'll have the chance to turn an old t-shirt into a usable tote bag. STEM and Story Saturday, October 17th, will host guest Sarah Borzo, Educational Coordinator with the Metro Waste Authority. She will talk about how we can take better care of our planet while putting creativity into action by making recycled butterfly feeders. Upon signing up for these events, you'll receive a free activity kit. And beginning in October is a new program, Hooked on Books. this virtual program is offering a relaxing Wednesday afternoon of games, story time, easy STEM activities from 4 to 4:30. This program is all about youth exploring the unlimited world of creativity through play and will be full of surprises. Activity kits provided. Contact Denise Bean at 515-452-1338 to get signed up, or go to the library's blog at iowalibrary.blog. And don't forget about these ongoing events and programs at the library. Our newest D-list is Books to Movies. Get special cartridges filled with books that have been made into movies. IDB Read on Mondays and Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Tech Time with Tyler is every Wednesday from 8 to 11 a.m. Call Tyler at 515-452-1343. Extended phone and virtual library hours on Monday, October 12th until 8 p.m. and Saturday, October 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We continue to encourage clients and patrons to reach out via phone and internet rather than coming to the building whenever possible. In order to maintain optimal staffing in all areas, our main door is unlocked and the front desk is staffed Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you are needing assistance with entry to the building between 8 or 9 a.m. or 2 to 4:30 p.m., please call 515-452-1335. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!